Hi, I'm Daniel Higgins, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have my officially co-host, no other than Mr. Ficky.
Hello, I'm back after a week break. I'm back. Yeah. hello.
Yes, Mr. Ficky have a week break. So, for unavoidable circumstances. Wow.
yep. Yes.
Before we go on, Mr. Ficky, I want to invite all those people listening to our podcast. I want to invite you to our third season, Book 101 Review with Chris Tetrablay. Our first episode starts today. So exciting for our third season. Book 101 Review is bigger, better, and bolder for the third season. Oh, that's what we're going to do, Mr. Ficky, for Abstract Essay, okay? Bigger and
even,
better.
Even yeah. Bigger and bolder.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
The universe. So, Mr. Ficky, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I have a very special painting this week. It's a new number one.
Wow.
Wow.
Last week, what painting? Not last week. The other week. What painting that's number one to you?
It was the guy holding his hand on the shoulder with the psychic powers and stuff like that.
Is that the Art Magician?
No, that was the week before that one.
Oh, okay.
I think it was called Acceptance or something like that.
Oh yes, Acceptance. And today, that is your number one before. So now, right now that you have a new one, this is your number one again.
Yeah, it's just how it is nowadays.
Yes, I think, yes, it's better than Acceptance. This is so, if you give a title of your painting of yours, what is this? What's the title?
Well, like the original source material of this was that she's like being chased by like magicians and archers. So, and she's like back into a corner with, no escape behind her. So maybe something like Last Stand or something like that.
Yes.
She's like backed up as far as she can. She has to fight her way back forward to live, to survive.
Survive. So, what will be the title of this piece?
Last Stand.
Wow, I think so. Yes, so nice, because he's fighting for her life, right?
Yeah.
Who influenced you in this painting?
I actually got influenced by League of Legends, if you sort of know that.
Yes,
it's they usually have the character art for each character, where it's like very cool, very dynamic pieces of artwork for each character. So that's what I've sort of wanted to start changing my art direction towards, like character pieces, whereas like a little piece of their world you show through your art, just so to make it like a very dynamic piece.
Yes, that'd be awesome. So what is the power of this?
She has a power of controlling magic swords to use at her will, so she can throw swords her enemies, slash them, all kinds of stuff.
How many swords? One, two, three, four? Four swords in one?
Let's say four, usually two in the source material. This is a character from MapleStory, actually, again, same as the Ice Lightning.
Yes.
This is the character called Adele, not the singer. it's a character from the game. She has she's like a hero that has magic powers with the swords.
Wow. Do you think on this portrait, what age of Adele is?
Her age?
Oh. Yes.
I think in her like story, she's like trapped or like summoned to a world. So she forgets all her memories. So I don't think she knows either. But
doesn't know how old is she.
No. And there's nothing just, in the wiki. So.
So. Or just like the movie Alita. Alita is a robot anyway. So Adele is a real human, right?
Yeah, it's a sort of elf-human, elf mix maybe.
Okay. So why nowadays that your painting getting better and better? What are the techniques did you apply to make this painting different from other paintings in the last month?
For this one specifically, actually, I did something I don't usually do. In my program, Clip Studio Paint, there's this 3D feature where you can like pose like a character and sort of a pose and sort of take that as reference. So I actually did that for this one, or sort of had a model of a character and then I just angled into the way I wanted to do it, and then sort of looked back and forth drawing that, and so I actually get this really dynamic pose without it looking too wrong.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So why did you chosen this position?
Because I wanted to have a very battle stance, and wanted to have her, because she doesn't like hold the swords herself, she like throws the swords at people, so I can't really have her holding it. It's not really a handle anyways, but yes, I wanted to have her so she can show that she's attacking, but in her way, her magic sword skills, not swordsman, but magic swordsman.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So this Adele can fly, or it's a normal human?
I think she can fly. And her, all of her like character art, she's like flying, so I think she's can fly somehow.
So by throwing all those swords, she defend herself from the enemy.
Mm. Yeah, she can. It's like Iron Man throwing his armor at the enemies or something. In the game, she can create like a bubble around herself where she like takes less damage and increases her damage. So she has like a aura around her, a green aura. But I didn't really want to draw it here because it's not really fitting. But
yes,
she can defend herself. She can attack. She can throw swords and teleport to them.
Oh, that's the awesome power.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So do you think, what are the characteristics of Adele of this portrait of that you did?
Well, she's like a warrior type. She's a very, she has a very cold face usually, if I wanted to make her sort of more active. So yeah. Usually she has like really dead eyes and very like a high elf kind of expression, you know, kind of looking down on everyone. Okay. But I wanted to sort of adjust that a little bit so it's more interesting and not just like a queen in the kind of face.
Yes. So what is the emotion of Adele you depicted on this painting of yours?
Struggling, I guess, because she's nowhere to go, nowhere to run. She has to do it here, do it now. Otherwise, bye-bye.
It's like the last defense. It's really suitable for the title of your paintings because he's struggling to defend herself from the enemy.
Yeah. And then like because this is like from like a character trailer. And in that she's like running up a huge tower. So she's at the very top of the tower and she's like this. So she can't jump down either. So yeah. Unless she can fly. If she can fly, then I don't know.
Yes. So after 5 years, do you think if you want to modify this painting of yours, which angle you want to change?
I'm pretty satisfied. Maybe the buildings, maybe. Buildings could be a bit more detailed, but there wasn't really any reference, so I couldn't really do it. So I just sort of did whatever.
So do you think, if after 5 years, if you want to put Adele in the middle of the battle and surrounded this villain, what kind of villain you?
It'd probably be like mages in like dark cloaks with their heads, the hood covering their face and stuff like that. So it's very mysterious, and they're all attacking her at once.
Yeah, I think that's cool, right?
Mm, yeah.
If you will alternate, let's say if we do this last defense plus the acceptance, if you put them together, is that okay?
The last stand acceptance? So like, yes. they're gonna lose. That's what it sounds like. It's the last stand. Oh, I accept I'm gonna lose now. I'm dead. She tried and she failed.
I think so. The loss and the fail. Oh, wow. it's something else, right?
It's a different piece, yeah.
Different piece. But if you if you compare them, what's the big difference?
This one is a lot more action heavy, while the other one is more of an emotional kind of story behind it. Probably the biggest thing is the theme of the painting this time.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's true. So how many colors did you apply for this painting?
It was actually kind of difficult, you know, because I wanted to have it so it was very like warm background, but her weapons are like really blue and everything, so it's hard to get them to stand out. So it took me quite a while to make it sort of balance between each other.
So you did this for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days?
This is like 2 days.
Oh, wow. How much more if you do it for 1 week, right? I think it's more extravagant.
Usually I focus a lot more on the shading. But for this one, I sort of wanted to have sort of a simple shading, but really focus on the lighting in this piece. So a lot of like the color comes from the swords, from the sun sort of rising in the sky in the background. So it's a lot more like of a cohesive color palette in this one, where they all match.
Oh, yes. Mm. I think the color, the lighting, I think it's really suitable for the paintings because of the character, the power and everything is really depicted to these paintings of yours. So people listening in our abstract essay, I'm inviting you to listen again to my other podcast. It's Food 101 on our third season with Chef Alessandro, one of the executive chefs in five-star hotel in downtown Toronto. Please do listen to it because Food 101 is on the top 12 best food podcasts on the planet. Plus, we are now 1.5% popular show globally. Wow.
Out 12.
Out of 3 million podcasts out there. So please do listen, Food 101. Mr. Fiki, let's do that too, okay? 1% popular podcast.
Top 1%. Oh, wow.
Top 1%. Wow. Mr. Fiki and Daniel Lucas, abstract essay. Top 1%. Cross our finger. Don't lose our hope.
Gotta keep going, keep going.
Keep going and keep going because podcast, it takes time. So the more it takes the years, the more you will be recognized and 1% popular show. now your painting are selling, 5 million per copies. Wow, Mr. Fiki.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice, right? Because the more you get old for your paintings, the more it become more expensive. Nowadays, it's like anime is become more popular because of the Gen Z. It changes from century to century. You know that.
Yeah.
Probably, even my son said, sooner or later, if you do this like every day or every month and you become more practice of doing it, you will be one sensational in manga or anime paintings. Or who knows, Disney will discover you for anime. Wow, animation.
Disney anime? I don't think Disney does anime.
What do you call this? The other company of Disney. It was established by Steve Jobs. Pixar.
Oh.
Yes, Pixar.
Yeah.
This was for Disney. In making cartoons, you need to draw like this, right? And then they move it. Who knows? They discover you, and then Pixar can have your paintings. And wow, Mr. Fiki is now on Disney. Pixar!
I don't know, maybe.
That'd be awesome. Cross our finger. You know what? There's nothing wrong with having a big dreams. Wow. So, Mr. Fiki, what else you can say about your paintings, The Last Defense?
I think from my pieces from now, I'm gonna start doing these kind of pieces where it's a lot more of like one character or like the story of a little bit of a story with each character instead of just plain backgrounds, because I think it's a lot more fun and a lot more interesting to look at, and more work, but but it's fun. I think good practice for backgrounds anyways, so yeah.
Yes, I think you should focus more on the background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to make it more, to elaborate more, what is the background is. But yeah. What are you doing now, Mr. Fiki? Is you're doing great every month. I hope you will continue doing this, because probably you will become, as my son said, you will become one sensational or manga. That's what Gen Z idolize. You belong to Gen Z, right? So you know what they want.
I don't know. Gen Z now is different. They're a lot more angry.
Oh. Angry to the world, yes, because of online games.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
it's true. Like the characters of Gen Z people are nowadays, comparing to millennials, they are more aggressive because of what they are watching or what they are playing online. They are more violent too. So hoping for the best for people under Gen Z. please support Mr. Vicky for his upcoming books. I know he's busy right now, but we're still promoting it. He published it. You know already that he's planning to make a book of his collection of his painting, 100 best paintings. Put in a book, and then it's easy for everybody to look at in one.
And hold it in your hands.
Yes, not just only on Instagram, but you can hold it and bring it everywhere. So, Mr. Fiki, where do people see your paintings?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok with the username Fruitskew, FRUITSKUE.
Yes, people, if you are interested of what we're talking about. Okay, Mr. Fiki, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Modicum people, see you soon.